Hello.
Hey Eric, it's Todd.
Hello.
My complicated customer.
Right.
All right, so I ran numbers for Dwight yesterday, and it's best for him just to keep that traveler's policy that you guys currently have. I did remove your vehicle and you from the policy, so it did reduce that rate. But what I'm wondering about, like, I would have to actually cancel the policy for them to actually return the money to you. So, do you guys have a relationship to the point that if I could figure out what he owes you, that he just Venmo you the amount that they took out of the account for your insurance?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much be the full. Well, you're going to get a credit back into your account of, I think it dropped about $1,000, so whatever that, it's probably about $83 that you're definitely going to get back from that premium payment. So then he would owe you the difference because it was just his insurance policy now.
Then I don't understand why they do that when it was my insurance to begin with.
Right, when I checked rates, it was just like I have a button that I push. That quotes you guys with you, the first named insured, and then you click a button and it reverses it and it quotes the other person as the first named insured. And at that time, it was better for him to be the primary on the first one. The rates just came back better. But now your rates are coming back better than his rates. So I don't have any control over that. All I do is just try to find what's
But it's
best for you guys.
stupid how they do it.
Huh. Well,
Yeah,
you
no,
and
it's
I
fine.
agree on that. I freaking pull my hair out over these companies all the time, thinking, how stupid are their processes? I was like, who's making these? Probably some person that went to college and said, this is how I learned to do it. Just do it that way.
Yeah.
So,
So they are going to credit back for.
they're going to credit amount back. I'll try to figure out what the credit is, and then you can determine what amount. I'll figure out what the credit was, and then whatever they took out of your account for that old policy, then he would owe you the difference between that amount and what they're going to credit you back. And I'll figure out what
Okay.
that number is and let you know.
Okay.
And then I did switch his address to that property. Hopefully, he's going to be able to buy, or and
Right.
also changed his bank account. I've changed the bank account information on that old policy.
Okay.
So moving forward, it should be all good to go, okay?
Okay.
And then if you got that DocuSign from me, I don't know if I sent this to you yet.
Well, I went in to do it. It didn't say DocuSign. It said something about whatever, and it just logged me into the app. It didn't give me any
No,
options to
that
sign
was the
anything.
that. So I put you on a telematic. I don't think I
No.
did do that, so I don't know what that was. So DocuSign would have just said DocuSign, or been a DocuSign straight
Yeah,
away.
I haven't seen a DocuSign yet.
All right, I'll check to see if I sent it out or not.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, so then once we get all that cleared up, then you guys will be all set and
Okay.
good to go, okay? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.